The Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner, and I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Frank Fiore, and also host of Author's Corner. Frank, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest. You know, entrepreneur we got, plus author. And Frank, thanks again for stopping by to be my co-host, Frank.
You're welcome.
All right. My guest today is Brett Neil. Brett and I have had multiple conversations on the phone, never saw each other face to face. Brett, thanks for stopping by. You are inspiring people with your first book, and I can't wait to hear about your second book. But tell your kind of entrepreneur journey with your business as a business owner to decide to write a book.
Well, you know, they're really not connected. It's kind of interesting, but when I was growing up, I wanted to be a builder. I kind of liked that idea. I grew up on a farm, but I just liked the idea of building and construction work. So about 25 years ago, I had an opportunity to get into some building. I built a home for myself, and then I built a house next door to me, and that sold, and it just kind of blossomed. And then into that, about 10 years, I decided to get into the remodel and restoration work, and we started doing that, and now we do a lot of insurance work, fire restoration work, which I really enjoy simply because the people that I deal with need help. They've had a devastating situation in their life, and we're able to go in and rebuild their homes and get them back in. And typically a very grateful group of people to work with. So that's my construction side or my business side. We're just a small company, about 7 or 8 employees, but we do a good job, and I love the business. I love helping the people. Along the way through life, I have always been involved in counseling people. I have no formal training in that area, but my wife and I both have always ended up doing marriage counseling and counseling people with finances and other things. And so that's why I decided to write my first book, was Have a Grand and Glorious Day. Basically with the idea there are certain things we can do in life that if we do those, for the most part, our life's going to be good. And it's when we ignore those things that we tend to get ourselves in trouble. So, and then the second book that's coming out hopefully in May is about relationships. My wife and I have been married 45 years, and we've had a successful marriage. And I just felt like it was good to maybe go through, and people are always asking me how we did it. And so I decided to write a book on based on that, and show people just certain things that you do when you're getting into a relationship, whether it's business or personal, that if you take those steps and ask the right questions and do the right things, again, you increase your odds of success.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have enough books out there about relationships. I mean, I've been married almost 45 years too, the same gal. And relationships go up and down. And when people ask me, what's the secret to your successful relationship for 45, really longer than that, because we dated and stuff. And I said, well, marry your best friend. Forget about the beautiful starlet. Marry your best friend. Because what do you do in the morning when you're a kid? You woke up, what was the first thing you did? You called your best friend. Hey, what do you want to do today? That's the kind of relationship, because friendship will never go out. Okay. Lust and all those other things will end and die over time. But if you're friends, and friendship never dies out, and that's a successful relationship.
I agree. I tell people that, you know, we choose to love, and sometimes you can choose to love people even when they're unlovable. But in a marriage, like you say, you need to be friends. You need to have things in common. You need to have things separate that you do also, but there needs to be that infatuation. I'm totally convinced of that. I see a lot of people that are married for years and they love each other, but you can tell they're really just not that infatuated with each other. And, you know, you're going to last for 45, 50 years. There has to be that infatuation and that friendship and that just genuinely enjoying being around each other.
And that's the key thing, Brett, is looking at specifically enough what those key factors are. And how do you keep that love alive? And that's why you wrote this book, it sounds like, right?
It is. And like I say, we travel a lot. I spend a lot of time when I'm out traveling, I love to sit with the young people and talk with them and just get to know them. And I wanted to, my first book I wrote because I wanted to have something to give to them that was a short read, lasted about you can read it in about an hour. It's a pocket book, literally designed to put in your pocket. And it's just about, finances, relationships, your spiritual walk, just basically general steps of life that you need to follow that will help give you a better chance of having good success in your life. And I'm amazed that these young kids, we think they're lost. We think they're just way out there. But when you sit and talk to them and you really take time to listen to them, there's a lot of good kids out there, a lot of good people out there. They just need somebody to love them and give them a little bit of direction. And they've kind of grown up in a society where we replaced attention and affection for kids maybe with monetary things. And what they really want is just relationships. So that was, like I say, the first book. And then the second book is just to build on that. How do I pick a partner that I can be with, not just this week and next week, but years down the road? So,
and the process of finding that right person and not making the wrong decision, Brett, I'm sure that's in the book.
One of the first things I tell people is the first thing is choose wisely, and by asking some, you got to ask a lot of questions. And I go through that in the book, some of the questions you need to ask. But basically, most people that I know have went through a divorce, and I taught divorce care for several years. Most of them will tell you, I knew going in, there were a lot of red flags. And so if we would take some time and, again, not let infatuation take over or the sex or whatever it is, and actually think it through and look past, like I say, today and next week, and ask questions. How do we relate? How do we deal with our families? How do I react to other people? How do you react to other people? Are we generous? Are we kind? Are we truthful? Finding that out before you get too deep in and to make sure you're choosing wisely is huge. I see a lot of people every day, they don't do that. They just jump in and they're from one relationship to the next, and never take time to really sit back and mull it through.
Okay. Well, Brett, you're definitely doing some good work. Where can people check you out? On the first book, they can purchase the book on Amazon so they can learn about it.
First book on Amazon. Second will be there. A little premature probably here getting this out, but I have fast Facebook. You can check me out on Facebook at Brett Neil. Under Brett Neil, N-E-I-L. And I will, on there, I will put some places, other places that they can reach out to me. We're in the process of getting everything set up on this new book to push it. Honestly, I've been a terrible promoter. And I just listened to one of your guests just a few moments ago, and he was talking about getting out there and promoting. I'm going to get after it this time and make sure people know where to get things. I've set up a Facebook page called Have a Grand and Glorious Day that I'm just getting up and going. And that's where I'm going to do most of the stuff starting out.
Right.
I hate to admit it, but when it comes to social media, I'm ignorant. Not all stupid, right. I'm just ignorant. There's a lot I don't know.
There's a lot more to it, selling books and authors that, I've learned in this process. Well, I appreciate it, Brett. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That was a special simulcast on the Haley Show and Author's Corner, guys. Take care.